Hello, my name is Maya Campbell and my presentation partner is Allie Lankford. We are undergraduate research assistants working with Dr. Wyatt and Dr. Rober at Ball State University, along with co-contributors Dr. Rubenstein and Isaac Kipfer. We are studying the effects of temperature controls on microcystin degradation. Given that toxic cyanobacteria blooms are increasing in severity and frequency worldwide as surface water temperatures rise, our lab is interested in evaluating the environmental controls on toxin degradation. In this study, we examined the effect of warming on the uptake and biodegradation of cyanotoxins, which had not previously been explored. In a laboratory incubation experiment, we replicated seasonal variation in lake water temperature to evaluate the effects of temperature on cyanotoxin degradation at 5, 10, 15, and 20 degrees Celsius. Since microcystin is one of the most commonly occurring toxins produced by cyanobacteria in natural waters, we added microcystin from a concentrated solution of cyanobacterial exudates produced by the common cyanobacterium Planckothrix agardi. Natural lake water was added as a bacterial inoculum to each treatment, after which we measured microcystin concentration and bacterial abundance at intervals from 0 to 192 hours. The concentration of microcystin was measured using highly sensitive enzyme immunosorbent assay, also known as ELISA, and bacteria concentration was measured using direct counts by research assistants in the lab. Our data showed that increasing temperatures increased the rate of degradation, producing a decline in microcystin concentration in all temperature treatments, as seen in Figure 3. As the rate of microcystin degradation increased with rising temperature, the bacterial cell density also increased with time, as seen in Figure 4. For example, we see in the warmest treatment at 20 degrees Celsius that bacteria density increased at a faster rate than the coldest treatment at 5 degrees Celsius. The rapid increase in bacteria density corresponded with the fastest rate of microcystin degradation. Conversely, the bacterial cell density in the 5 degrees Celsius treatment did not begin to increase until 96 hours of incubation, which corresponded with the slowest microcystin degradation rates, indicating that the metabolism of the bacteria was not as efficient at lower temperatures. The results of this study suggest that the concentration of cyanotoxins can be decreased by microbial-mediated degradation, and that the rate of cyanotoxin degradation increases with water temperature. Understanding the effects of temperature on the degradation of cyanotoxins is necessary because of the increasing prevalence of toxic algal blooms in freshwater ecosystems and their influence on water quality and human health. Thank you so much for your time. Please feel free to give us feedback and ask questions on our WhatsApp or email found on our Let's Connect slide. Thank you.